seat. So, we're going to start this morning with a God story or a testimony from a young lady called Kat, who's going to come forward. Are you all coming forward? Like, all four? Lovely. Could we get Annie and Alice? Do you think you could pop out there and grab the stools? Four stools. And we're going to come forward. And we're going to put you in front of the stool. We'll set the stools up here so you can all sit here. It's all right. I know what I'm doing. And here we go. So, Kat, would you like to come and sit here? And we're having Kat here, and we've got Angie, and we've got Roger, and where's Jack? Have we got Jack? Oh, okay, lovely. So, many of you will recognise Jack, and you'll recognise Angie, and you will recognise Roger. But you won't necessarily recognise Kat. And Kat's got a story to share with us today. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Well, basically, for 4 years, over 4 years, I had had ME, or chronic fatigue. And at my worst, I lost all head and body control and mobility. So, I've had to be in a wheelchair for basically over 4 years and had bad light sensitivity, so meaning I couldn't have bright lights on me, and sound sensitivity, so loud noises would give me really bad headaches and tire me out, basically. So from the beginning of January, we saw a significant improvement, and I was able to walk a bit more, but still in the wheelchair basically 95% of the time. And basically, yeah, this had been going on for a while, so it was just, yeah, steadily improvement, but at the same time it was a bit, you know, frustrating as it would be. So, on January the 30th, I got prayer from Chris Velotin from Bethel, and since then just steady improvement still, so... Yeah, and then we went to the Randy Clark Conference, which started on the 26th of April. They were doing words of knowledge at the front, and I related to one of them. So I went up to the lady in the wheelchair and got prayer, which was awesome, and I just felt a warmth in my whole body bits of strength coming forward, but yeah. And then we went over and got a prayer from two of the Randy Clark prayer team. I just started weeping as they were praying and just was really touched by the Holy Spirit. So, yeah, that was amazing. And I was stood for 10 minutes, so the whole time they were praying, which in itself was a miracle because I hadn't done that for over 4 years, stood for 10 minutes. From then on, I didn't use the wheelchair. I just walked back to the car. We went home for lunch in between. Then we came back for the evening meeting, which was at Christ Church. During the worship, because I usually had that bad sound sensitivity, so I'd have to wear earplugs during worship and any sort of songs, loud noises. But in the worship, I didn't need to wear my earplugs at all, which was amazing. During the worship, I was just able to dance and actually really get into it, which was really good. and I was just walking more and everything. So then the next day, so the 27th, I basically was just really wanting a way to test whether I was, you know, getting healed, getting better, because they were praying quite a lot at the Randy Clark Conference for people who needed healing. And I just sensed from the Lord, him just saying, have a shower. That's how you test it. So, like, closer. So because I hadn't done the normal routine of getting up, having a shower, and then having breakfast by myself for over 4 years. So I then did that that morning of the 27th, which was amazing. And that afternoon we went to the conference again, and they were imparting anointing and things. And the Holy Spirit hit me again, and I was basically just flat out on the floor for 45 minutes, which was a lot of fun. And giggling, yeah. And then we went to the evening meeting as well. So this was the 27th of April. And they had asked me to give my testimony at the front because I had realized I was 80% healed, which was amazing. So I gave my testimony at the front in front of 600 people.
This is someone who's suffered from chronic anxiety and would have panic attacks, fainting attacks, etc. in the last 4 years. She's now at the front of 600 people telling her testimony.
And in the worship with that time, again, I didn't need earplugs, which was just miraculous. And Randy Clark showed some videos of testimonies of others that had been healed. And I was just feeling such a warmth in my body, and the Holy Spirit just basically going mad in me. Randy Clark then prayed for all the people who wanted healing. And again, I just felt a buzzing in my spirit. And he was just saying, test it. Test that you're healed. You know, do what you couldn't do before. So I just saw a picture of myself running up and down the church aisle. So I just thought, okay, I'll give that a go. So I ran up and down the church aisle, and I was like, cool, my heart rate isn't going up as much. And then I saw a picture of me and Dad, because he was getting prayer for his left ankle, which he said has also got much better since then as well. So we ran up and down the church aisle together, and that was just amazing. And I basically realized I'm 100% healed. So, yeah. So, yeah. Woo, 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 woo. Give you the glory, God. Thank you, Lord. And that included pain in my back as well, because I would get very tired and my back would ache and be really, really sore. So that just completely left. And I went up again and shared my testimony that I was completely healed. Yeah. Woo, woo. And since then, it's just been, you know, trying to get used to this normal way of life. So, yeah, which has been, our brains are catching up with our bodies, aren't they? It just feels slightly surreal at the moment. So I just keep asking, how do normal people, you know, get ready or, you know, have breakfast or this, that, and the other? So, yeah, that is my testimony.
This is amazing. So any of you who've just arrived, we're spending the morning giving thanks and sharing testimonies of healings, lots of different types of healings that have happened in this city in the last week. Kat, thank you for that. Brilliant. Brilliantly how you did that. I mean, yeah, brilliant. It's very moving, isn't it? Should we sing that song in response? Why don't we sing, I know the words are "Our God Saves." Why don't we sing, why don't we change them, if you want to "Our God Heals." Can we sing that same song again? Is that all right? Let's do the chorus. Okay. Yeah. Let's stand, let's sing this. "Our God Heals." We're proclaiming around here, but we're proclaiming over the city of Bristol. Our God heals. Father, we worship you today and we proclaim you are the God who heals. We thank you and we just pray that we just agree with the whole idea that as we spend time here this morning, your healing will continue. Your healing power will continue to move among us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Please have a seat. 5 weeks ago, how many of you were here 5 weeks ago? How many of you were here 5 weeks ago? 5 Sundays ago. Okay, 5 Sundays ago. I believe it was 5 Sundays ago. Arnold was here. Arnold Mwangi with the children's choir. And how many of you remember this? You'll need to see if you can decipher this. This is Arnold speaking. It's a prophetic word that he gave at the end of the service. Let's see if this works.
The water started gushing out, coming out, but it's not at the stage of real gushing out. And I just feel the Lord wants to take you to the stage of that water gushing out. It's a well of healing. There is a stronger connection with the healing with this Hope Center. And I feel it's hereditary from the beginning, from the inceptions of this piece of real estate. I just see that there's a great connection of healing. Not necessarily only physical healing, but emotional, spiritual, the inner healing. People coming here and getting healed and getting set free. The water washes away their confusion. And I just feel that you're at a stage that as you continue to dig, the waters are getting to the stage of literally gushing out and spitting out everything near and everything in touchable distance.
For those of you who weren't there, that's Arnold, who's been connected with us for many years, spoke a prophetic word at the end of the time with the team. And he spoke about what he said was something which we hadn't had here before. He was talking about the waters rising and things flowing out from here. And why I was particularly intrigued by it is he talked about two streams of healing, physical healing and emotional healing. And for many years, we've, as Chris has talked about, when Chris and Alice have been talking about the foundations, they've been talking about in terms of WOCO, those of you who will know what I'm talking about, they've said there's a foundational work here in prayer and in living free. And living free in particular speaks into the emotional healing, the inner healing. But then he said, Chris has also said, the picture of the tree he had. Those of you who are here regularly, you'll understand what we're talking about here, is that then there's the manure and the sort of stuff, the stuff that you see more on the outside. So we just sense that, particularly with this conference we've just had, that we want today to, as a church, but just to spend some time celebrating the fact and agreeing with that word. Prophecy does not predict the future, it creates the possibility. And if the people agree, then you can step into it. And I think we agreed with it this morning with Kat. So the idea of the rest of today is we want to step into that and to step into physical healing. Okay, there you go.
And we're going to now hear from Sophie, who was also at the conference. And Sophie's going to share with us. Do you want to perch on a thingy? Go for it. Sophie's going to share a bit of her story. She's shared bits of it before in the past, and she's managed to sort of hone it to the bits that are relevant for today, which is glorious. But there's always more story. And so please ask her afterwards. But Sophie, you were at the conference. Would you like to tell us a little bit about what's happened?
So like Kat, I also have had ME for about the same amount of time. Mine was triggered by pneumonia and almost dying from the infection that that caused in my body. So I've tried to break it down because I've got 5 minutes. So mine affected mobility, joints, speech, cognitive ability, left me in constant pain. My whole life has changed. It's been this way for about 4 years. It affected my entire body, my immune system, which led to constant infections, including abscess and tumours in my jaw, repeated pneumonia causing me to be in and out of hospital. It's also affected my daughters in more ways than I've got time to tell you now. So life has been tough, really tough. So what came up at this healing conference, which I was actually prompted to go to at 3 a.m, knowing nothing about it, God woke me up and told me to buy tickets to something I didn't know what I was going to, didn't know anyone else was going, don't normally do that kind of thing. And before I knew it, 4 a.m, I'd bought tickets, emailed the organisers to say I have to have prayer, and then worried about it, as Rachel will testify, particularly the night before, I'm not going, can't go, don't know anyone, can't do it. Anyway, I went. So my prayer had been focused on bodily healing because obviously that's what was wrong, couldn't move, etc. I was missing the fact that emotionally I was really broken. I'd had this extreme and sudden illness which had caused complete life change. My marriage failed and I got separated 2 months after almost dying. I lost my job and status as a teacher. And I had a really deep sense of rejection. I was really surprised during the healing prayer, which I'd had on the first evening service, as what presented as the root of the problem, because I thought I'd actually dealt with it. I've got really strong faith. I've done lots of freedom prayer. I've done lots of being watchful. I've done an awful lot of forgiveness. And I thought I was at a place of peace with all of the things that were causing me problems. I thought I'd dealt with it. I thought I'd forgiven. I thought spiritually and emotionally, I was really well, thank you. And it was just the physical. Not so much. Actually, what it turned out was I'd just pushed it so far down that even I didn't know it was there. And so, post-healing, I had... today the spiritual healing is full and complete. Yes. The anger's gone. The prayer was intense. I won't go into details now, but if you want to know, come and ask. It was a refiner's fire, and it was full on. The source of the conditions removed is gone. I am fully healed of ME. And I know, praise God. And now the final part of my physical healing can start. I've had a very broken body for 4 years, and piece by piece, God's putting that back to working order. I'm in a post-operative state. I've had the operation, the sickness has been removed, and now it's a question of piece by piece, that physio, that restoration to full healing and beyond. My movement is already better. My girls keep making me do tasks at home. I've had to do squats, touch my toes, walk over their legs in various positions, and I think I've passed, haven't I? Yeah. and if I can liken my journey to the restoration of a very derelict, very damaged house, and over the 4 years, God has taken me room by painful room, and has restored each bit by bit, not just over the top, not just a bit of paint over the top of a crack, but proper down to the actual wires. I believe that the final fix has been done. The wiring is in, the plumbing, the plugs, everything's there to go. And it's just a question of final decoration and landscaping left to be done. I'm expecting to be palatial. So... And then just finally, as Kat said, I'm going to echo back, learning how to be normal, it's going to be tough. And God's really put on my heart that normal comes gradually, and that's okay. I'm not going to be running a marathon tomorrow, but I don't put it out of the question altogether for the future at some point. And that I've been prompted to keep a diary for a year. There will be another testimony coming your way, because God's told me to keep that diary, to keep watchful, because the enemy will want to rob me of this, and he will want to rob my girls of this. And do you know what? He's not having it.
So just for those of you that like details, Sophie, can you just tell us a little bit about the change of the pain that you were in, the physical pain that you were in before you were prayed for and now?
Thank you. Yeah. If you do a Glasgow pain scale of 1 to 10, which I've spent a lot of the last 4 years saying to people, I was at the healing service at over a 9 with painkillers. I literally barely stumbled into the prayer over a stick. I almost went home because I was in too much pain, and then I thought, I'm at healing service, you can't really leave because you're in pain. So pain is now probably at a 0.5 of 1, and I'm not on painkillers today. I woke up without feeling like my lungs were being squashed, like my bones were made of fire, and I am a new woman. Woo-hoo!
Why don't we just pray for Sophie and for Kat as well, as they've shared their testimonies. You know, it's a vulnerable thing to do. We love them as a church. We want to surround them and support them. So let's just pray together for them. Jesus, thank you for what you have done in Kat and Sophie's lives. And thank you for what you're going to continue to do as they step into what it means to be normal and without pain. Thank you, Jesus, for these stories that are so encouraging. So encouraging for those of us that are still praying for healing for people where we haven't seen that healing yet. We just take encouragement, and our faith is grown by these wonderful stories this morning. So Jesus, we ask for your protection over Kat and Sophie. We ask protection over their families and over their lives. And Lord, would you continue to heal them, continue to bless them, continue to fill them. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you. In a minute, we're going to go into worship. And that's really, in a sense, what we're going to do for the rest of the morning, is to worship. But within the context of worship, I wanted to kind of raise people's expectations of what might happen within the worship. Just from one or two things that we learnt on the conference, some of the teaching we learned. So one thing was that it's all about God being glorified. And God was just wonderfully glorified last week. It's very, very moving to see suddenly something break out. We were up at Christchurch, and suddenly Annie saw these two, it was in the side aisle, these two women suddenly jumping up and down and screaming or something, and actually celebrating. And then I think she kind of thought, what's that about? And then suddenly this woman comes forward, a friend of these two, and she has had a stammer all her life. And she comes to the microphone, and she's speaking normally for the first time in her life, testifying. And it had happened just a few seconds before. And it's just, you've either got to be an incredible actress, in which case those three people sat down and said, okay, at this point in time, you two get really excited, and then I'll walk forward. It's either that, or this is real. And it was beautiful. I stood up, and I was being encouraged. You know, I stood up for one of the words, and I was, as some of you might have seen, I had a slip disc 5 years ago, and I was thinking, yes, I think I'm fine. Yes, am I ready to testify? And I was just about to go out and testify. Wave my hands, because I could say there was a percentage of healing, when I suddenly have this massively sharp pain. And I thought, no, it's not my time. But do carry on praying for me. But this is the reality, is that for some of us, you know, Kat, we could have said with Kat, 4 years she was in that wheelchair. We used to see her on Tuesday morning. She's come every Tuesday morning here, and she's always in the wheelchair with earplugs. In fact, the first time she came, she said, is there any chance that you could not play through the PA because it's too painful? So she actually wasn't even in the room. She was in the room back there. So we can testify to that. But it's been a long journey. So if there's anyone here thinking, well, these are great, but what about me? That's exactly, what about me? On Tuesday or Wednesday. But we pray. We pray. So God is glorified. One of the things they said, which was amazing, was, and we're going to encourage you in the worship, is if you feel you have the Lord gives you a word of knowledge, which is in a sense God popping into your head something that might be, or I think on the conference people would feel something, a pain in their knee. If you suddenly felt something, they would come forward and they would share it. And literally, the speaking out of the word raised faith in the person in the room who had that condition to then either come up on and be prayed for, or in some cases, they got healed without any prayer. I think we might well hear a story from Susie Davies in future weeks, but we're holding that because she wants to go and she was prayed for. It was exciting, but we're holding that one. Because we want to, if we testify, we want to testify things that have really happened, and we want integrity in the testimonies. So, you know, I was desperate to be able to say, yes, me. Oh, everything in me was going out. I was so glad I had this massive pain just as I was about to go up. So, let's be real about it. Let's not hype. Let's not claim something that isn't true. People were healed just from the testimony. That was one thing. And then also the process of healing. You know, Kat's thing was that she was saying from January she could see this improvement. People had prayed. The family had prayed. Roger sends out these prayer emails the whole time. You know, and then there was a sudden surge in it last week. People have been praying for Sophie for many times. Many of you even in her life group have prayed for her, you know. So there's the process as well as the instant. We celebrate both. And we celebrate here all you who are medics, all you who bring healing in this land through your medical training and everything you do, doctors, nurses, physios, everything, you know, all the medical stuff. You are agents of healing. And we thank you and we thank God for you. Psychiatrist, I particularly thank God for the Ben being in the church because he needs to sort my head out. Yeah, thank you, Ben. So, there we go. Anything else, lovey?
Let's worship together. So what we wanted to do as we come to worship is because this is an opportunity, we've heard two stories of God breaking into lives and healing them, Sophie and Kat. And there are others here we know, like Mike's got a great story, grab him after, we'll get him up here. And other people have got stories of what God has done, of really God breaking in. And we want to, we've heard the stories, and as Cyrus was saying, testimony creates there is a power in testimony to build our faith and for us to step into healing as well. So if you're here and you have got something that you would like to be prayed for healing, we'd like to do that today. We would love, after the worship, for those of you that have, who were either at the conference and felt that God has given you sort of the mandate to pray for people to be healed, or those of you that already have that, who already know that, that's part of what God's called you to do, to pray for healing, we'd love you to be up here at the end, to pray for people that want to be prayed for. Silas is demonstrating beautifully some paper and pens. We felt, could you, my beautiful assistant, if you, during the worship, you may feel that God gives you a word of something. You may God speaks to us. He gives us words or pictures or feelings. Thank you for that beautiful demonstration. If God gives you a word or something for that, do write it down, and we'll read them out so that if you have that condition or you're in that situation, you can respond to it with the confidence that if God is highlighting your situation today, it's because he wants to do something in your life. He wants to bring some healing. So we'll do that. So let's all engage in this together. Let's ask God to speak to us. And also then let's those that are up for it be ready to pray for others who respond. Is that okay? Can we do this together? Great. Just pop them on the chair. Great. So let's worship together. Esther, band, thank you very much.
1, 2.
So we do have some words of knowledge, so it'd be great if anyone else has got any that you haven't brought forward, it'd be great to have those. And so what we're going to do is I'm going to read out the words of knowledge. If it's you, basically, if it's you, we would love to offer prayer for you this morning. You don't have to, but like, if God is saying your condition, or something that's going on in your life, that if God is saying it today, then it'd be great to take that opportunity to be prayed for. I wonder, first of all, though, whether those who were at the conference that would like to pray for people to come up here, and others of you that maybe would love to, you know, that's what you like doing in your life, so you would like to pray for people. Also, could you come up here? Could you come up here now? And then stand across here, that would be great, so that people know that they can be prayed for. They're not going to stand here looking like a lemon, because we don't want any of that. It would be great if you could just pair up, could you? Would you mind just pairing up? That would be awesome. Anybody else who's at the conference that wants to come and join in and pray for people? Good man, Jack. Anyone else? Great, Nelly, thank you. So if you're all in pairs or threes or whatever, we're doing it like that just so that we've got that kind of accountability, I suppose, so that we're kind of watching over each other. We're working in teams. We always like doing that here if we can. Great. Now, I guess if one of you responds to one of the words, you'll have to leave your team and be prayed for instead, but that's perfectly all right. Okay, so the first word is broken bones. So anybody who would like to respond to that, would you like to? so why don't you pray with somebody for as you had the word, that'd be great. Okay, and somebody with pain in the foot or leg or either or both? Foot, leg, either or both. Great. There can be definitely be more than one. So just go wherever you like. Would like to be prayed for the there's two responses to that. Teams, grab people. That's great. Gonna pray for Bethy. Fab. That's exciting. Somebody saw a picture of someone with a problem calf muscle may affect flexibility or movement when bending. Anybody got a problem with their calf muscle? Carla, come on down. This is exciting, isn't it? Don't you just love it that God will point out specific things that people, the situations people are in, he wants to bring healing. Great. And the last one, there's two more. Right temple. Anybody got a pain or a problem in their right temple? I think that's this bit. It could be deeper. You might not want to stand up in front of everyone if it's deeper. If that's anybody, come up and be prayed for. Not yet. That's okay. Okay, this is slightly different. I think God is saying, your boat has come in, meaning God and his glory is going to come and change a situation, particularly bringing provision of a resource that's needed. If that's somebody responds to that, your boat has come in. That's what God is saying to you. Are you responding to that? Fantastic. Come on up and be prayed for. Who still hasn't got anyone to pray for? Leah, why don't you come over to Ben and Joe? Okay. And Victoria, come with these guys. Ben and Joe over there. Right over there, sir. Yep. Is anybody not praying for anyone? David. David will pray for you. And there's also a word about somebody who has long desired the gift of tongues, who hasn't received it yet. I think today's your day. If you'd like to come up, please, we'd love to pray for you. If that's anybody, come up during this time. Fantastic. Well, let's... And is there anybody else that would like to be prayed for healing that there hasn't been a word for, but you just thought, today I really would like to be prayed for healing? Emotional or physical? Great. Great. Fantastic. Okay, so we're going to... anybody else like to come and pray? Come and pray for... Any more people that would like to come and pray for people out there? Layla and Rob together, would you like to... Any more people who would like to come and pray? Great. We need some more people to come and pray. If anyone feels they can do that, that would be great. Anybody else like to come and pray? Given to pray? Great. Pray for Dion. Awesome. Anyone not being prayed for? Do you guys want to join? Fantastic. Anybody else want to be prayed for this morning? Great. Let's, as we're sitting here, let's be just praying for all that's going on here. Let's be remembering that God is faithful to his word. He keeps his promises. He loves us. And this is just a great opportunity to see God at work in this church. So just be praying as we're sitting here for the next few minutes whilst they're praying. And then I'll end the service in a few moments. And then you can leave or... yeah, so we'll just pray now.